A quorum, everybody, so we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. We only have one agenda item. Hopefully, everyone got the email of the recommendations. There's an updated one that goes into a little more detail about each activity. So if you have that one with the bullet points on it, can everybody?
Mr. Chair, is there anything changed from the original version, or is this the same one that was discussed at the last meeting?
This is the same one that was discussed at the last meeting. There were no changes here, but we did have another submission from Attorney Centel. For the Youth Police Listening Circles initiative. That should be at your desk too. I think we will want to include that in the recommendation as well.
And will that be against the 45 that's targeted for?
That'll be against the 45.
Left for the leverage of my brother's.
Right. And did anyone want to go over any of these recommendations? Did you want to, I know we talked about them a little bit before, but if if we wanted to go through them,
like
Steve, you want to
recap?
Yeah, can you recap for us, please?
So, Steve Mahan, Grants Director, City of Milwaukee, and BMAC Advisory Council. The employment readiness activity for $50,000 awarded to the Milwaukee Area Workforce Investment Board is a targeted allocation to the Promise Zone areas that have been determined, which are Harambe and North Division neighborhoods, at the Imani neighborhood,
Metcalf Park, and
Imani
Washington
Metcalf
Park.
And Washington Park neighborhoods. So this will be a job readiness program for individuals who are going to receive residential preference certification, labor union testing, mentoring, and there's a number of tests that are involved, such as the TAVE testing and the fundamentals of carpentry and tool usage. They will be also receive soft skill development and workforce condition training appropriate for workforce behavior. So this is going to be a follow-through for similar to some of the activity that was done for the Northwest Mutual Life activity, but it will be targeted in these areas. The second is the youth employment engagement, which is also a pass-through through the Milwaukee Area Workforce Investment Board. This will be a year-long youth engagement program for those who have had problems with obtaining GED, and also who have gone through similar programs and not passed their TAVE testing. This will be a high intense program working with individuals with prior juvenile justice involvement, also working with them on job coaching. So this will be somewhat of a hand-holding activity, but we'll be working with those who did not pass the TAVE testing. The trauma-informed care for $75,000 is an assessment and referral services for victims of trauma. There's four primary activities that involve primary prevention, secondary prevention, intervention, and the documentation of those individuals that have been served. I would just on that activity, there is an amendment that it is not case management. Those case management services will be referred to Milwaukee County and would be served in that capacity. This is an assessment and referral process for the $75,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wouldn't be just Milwaukee County. It would also be to other area providers that we have population.
That's correct.
And also, this starts with only one area. It's not the county to do all four.
Right.
I think I gave you that all that on there.
She gave an updated sheet.
I'm sorry. This is just strictly for the Harambe area, which is already currently being provided, so this is a, this would add to those services and bring more people into the fold.
Right.
And what I passed out today is, you keep talking about trauma informed care, so I'm giving you the principles that we will be using in our program. There's different ways that people implement this, and this one really talks about community-wide rather than just individual purpose. So I just want you to have those. There's 10 of them, those principles.
And so the beginning would be in one neighborhood, with the expectation that with more funding and we would be able to expand it and do it.
So this is a hybrid of what is starting to become, you know, an awareness of trauma-informed care. There's going to be some more intensive activity that will be going on through the county, but for right now, we are looking for how we can effectuate change right away in at least one of these target areas.
Okay.
The last activity is $30,000 for the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, which the Housing Authority of Milwaukee is the fiscal steward for the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative. And these are follow-up resource fairs for the annual summit. Just so you know, in the annual summit, close to $961,000 of interest was relieved from individuals who owe child support. So that means that principal is now being applied for any funds that they're putting towards their child support. And that is a huge undertaking for one day of work. It needs to be more follow-up. I think that this will spread, that this is a possibility. It'll give incentive for individuals to go to work, that they're not just paying on interest for their child support. And as we know, there's a lot of reasons, such as incarceration, that causes that interest to build. And through looking at other programs, we see this as the non-incentive to work is that interest payment. But there's also a litany of other services that will be provided, such as community health access, blood pressure screenings, a number of screenings, childhood obesity awareness, adult immunization, diabetes, and child support case, once again, reviews for interest reductions. So we'll be holding many summits on this activity. The balance, with the addition of the youth police listening circles, which was for the modest ask of $2,500, the balance would go to what's yet to be described as the My Brother's Keeper initiative, which should be announced in January 2015, the possibility of some needs to leverage some of that activity. And so we will hold that balance and with the BMA and hopefully and collaborate with the My Brother's Keeper and the BMOC, which will be coming forth with some policy decisions.
Okay. Jim, did you want to talk about the listening circle?
Sure, I can be very, very brief. Just following on Steve's reference to it, we distributed just a page and a half of further information about this. At our meeting a week ago, I provided in paper format a brief summary of the listening circle success and their work in January and February of this year, of 2014. This is a proposal to do it again in early 2015. The concept is basically bringing together Milwaukee Police Department officers with youth in truly sort of restorative justice atmosphere and a mechanism to discuss everything from trust issues, confidence issues, relationship issues, and even specific things related to the community and things that young people and police may have some focus on. It is designed to be interactive. There are some agendas and obviously discussion guides, but the concept is that by sitting literally around a circle, the police and the youth have better relationships, obviously, members of the community present as well to assist in that program. And as Steve indicated, the request would be principally for some administrative support, about probably no more than about $2,500. Steve has appropriately noted for me that CDBG funds cannot be used for snacks and foods, those kinds of things. So instead, we'll all be digging into our pockets to get dimes and quarters and that sort of thing. I'm bringing the Cheetos and the other bad foods to eat. But with that exception and that amendment, this is a proposal to keep that program, which has had at least a bit of a record of good accomplishment here, going into 2015. It also strikes me, consistent with our discussion last time, that focusing again on the achievement part of our work, this is a way of promoting achievement, not only intellectually in terms of the views and perspectives of young black youth, but also that of police officers and understanding more about what their challenges are and what their needs are when it comes to addressing the interests and the concerns of young black men in Milwaukee.
Okay.
The focus again probably on districts 3 and 4, although planning some opportunities for expansion as well.
Okay. So those would be the police districts. What district? I'm familiar with District 4. That would probably cover one of the North Zone, the Garden Homes and Old
That's
North
right.
Milwaukee
it
neighborhood.
Does wrap kind of up in that
up
area.
In that area.
Yes, yeah.
And then District 3 would be closer to.
It's on Lisbon, so it covers. Okay. It's pretty vast. It's like it's yeah. They changed the borders, so it's pretty
right.
big. What area? What street are you referring to specifically?
Washington Park.
Yes, that's how Washington Park is.
Okay.
Imani would be district. Well, parts of Imani are in District 5.
Some parts of Imani in District 5.
And District, I want to say District 5 and 7. So mainly those in 5.
Okay.
Imani area.
All right. Yeah, because we, you know, as we talk about the mini summits and we do some of the activities in the zones, we want to be able to have the listening circles and. In some of those zones as well. I mean, we want to concentrate them there, but we know that the police districts are kind of, you know, will probably encompass a lot more than the zones, but we want to target our activity. So, all right. And then I just wanted to be kind of, to be explicit with some of the, with the recommendations. You know, just so folks are aware. I mean, we couldn't. We want to necessarily make it part of the proposal here, but it is our intention to work with One Hope Made Strong with the job readiness program with MyWib. It seemed like they've been able to work through in big step to work through some of their streamlining with those organizations. With the One Summer Plus program, with the youth employment engagement, the idea was to work with community advocates in the One Summer Plus program to expand that for that activity. For the trauma-informed care component, the Black Health Coalition, we were working with them. We seemed to be the local experts on this. There are a number of activities that are kind of attached to the mini summits from the Fatherhood Initiative. So we'll be pulling in a number of community partners for that activity. So were there any questions?
Yes. I just had a question about program areas are being proposed. I think there's a good description and the allocation is clear. Mm-hmm. What's not clear are really the outcomes, and I'm sure that exists somewhere where we're talking about how many people will be served, what will be the benchmarks, what will be the outcomes for each of these. But that is a part of the allocation process, right? It's just not
it is,
here.
It's typically, the outcomes are typically released when the budget is completed. We do not have formalized budgets for each one of these. We do know that the two jobs programs are definitely based on a hard budget. And so, no, we do not have those hard outcomes, but we know that those are formulated administratively once we receive the budgets. If there is if the board wishes to have it would go. We could bring it back before the board, before any contract is let, to agree upon any of the outcomes.
Let's.
Typically, it's an allocation. The budget is proposed, and then the activity is developed.
Let's do that. So let's already plan for that. So in one of the future meetings that we're already make a note to just do an update on what the outcomes.
And Chairman, one of the reasons for that is even like with the U.S. Attorney proposed, this is going to be leveraged. So these are not the only dollars in. These are dollars that, so we need the entire project budget. And so even with the foodstuffs, I intend to work with a number of philanthropic groups to help to leverage this probably dollar for dollar. So when we come back, we'll, before any contract is let, we'll bring it back for the committee.
Okay.
So if that's the case, then we shouldn't expect anything until 2015.
Expect?
Because of the time issue, I'm looking at this being December.
We could definitely do it by information to the board by sending an email, because I know some of these activities which they need to start as soon as they're let. I mean, but I think that a couple of them are January, most of them are January 1 startups.
Okay.
I just had one other comment. I think the youth police listening circle, with everything we're watching in the media, are really timely, mm-hmm. and they're very modest. And are you envisioning, Jim, that this is a pilot just to test the waters and maybe expand this model to other some of the other 18 planning areas?
It definitely is. It was a pilot this past year, and by that year, I mean this year. Again, my sense is that it was very successful, at least in terms of those people that it reached. The thought is to do it again this year and then expand it perhaps later in 2015 again to do it a second time and do some expansion. So the number is purposely modest just to reflect that nature of the pilot program, but the thought would be that if there is if this is as productive as it was in early 2014, then we would do it again.
Okay.
And expand it, yes.
Okay. Anything else? All right, I'll entertain a motion to accept the recommendations as proposed.
I make a motion to accept the recommendations, including the addition of the youth police listening circle.
Okay.
As stated in these documents.
All right. The motion is to accept the recommendations, including the listening circles. Are there any objections? All right, hearing no objections, so ordered. Thank you all. That's the only agenda item today, but I know going through this process is not always easy, right? I'm hoping, I guess I want to remind everybody that, you know, when we first had the conversation about recommendations, there were a number of things that were kind of in the pot brewing. We talked about a data analyst and researcher. We got that done through the city's budget. We talked about having a citywide education specialist. That was in the budget. So, there's been a high level of commitment from the mayor and the council toward the activities that we talked about at this committee. Hopefully, we see that level of commitment. I think it's going to be important for us to branch out and leverage what it is that we're doing with the philanthropic community and other community-based organizations that are doing this work. But we definitely want to be at the front of it, right? We don't want to have to be pushed to do this work, and so I think that's evident by your participation. So thanks. It's really, really appreciated. All right, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn if there are any other comments.
I just want to make a quick announcement. In terms of why we're here today, the Beyond the Bell annual meeting is actually happening starting at 9 a.m. You all are welcome to stay for that, especially if you need a cup of coffee. But it only goes to 12, so if you do have a few hours to spare, definitely encourage you to stay around.
All right. Hey, and what would be going on at the...
Cool. So for those who aren't familiar with Beyond the Bell, basically it's a citywide effort to coordinate after-school programs for middle and high school students in the city. And so we have over 30 organizations who are involved in that. There are four working groups that have been meeting for the past year and a half. The fifth and final one will be launching today for the policy working group. But the other working groups include access, quality, and funding. And so there have been folks involved in the community from those different sectors focused on those issues over the past year.
So this will be an update meeting in terms of where we've been and then also looking where we're going.
Looking forward to that. I'm sticking around. All right.
I'd also like to invite everybody who's at the table to stop by the ICC this Thursday night from 4:30 to 6:30. We have our Excellence Award for recognizing nonprofit organizations who are doing an excellent job in five categories. It's a chance to kind of kick off the season and to celebrate the good work going on in the community. So please join us, and if you'd like to attend, just give me a call and I'll add you to the list. It should be a lot of fun and a chance to celebrate the good work going on in our community.
And that's at the ICC?
At the ICC.
4 to 6?
4:30 to 6. To 6:30, the 4:30 to 5:15, there's a reception, and then at 5:15, there's the program and the organizations receiving their awards, and then there's a reception after. And if you like good jazz, Larry Moore, his trio, along with Mrs. Fun, will be there, and some really good hors d'oeuvres, and a just a good opportunity to network with each other.
Is there a listing of the awardees?
Yes, I do.
I mean, is that on your website?
It's on the website, okay. But I'll send a postcard today to the committee. I was running a little late because I was heading over to City Hall first, and okay. So I don't have my postcards with me, but I will email a card. Great. Thanks.
Okay.
I'm sorry, one last thing. I just want to introduce Zainab Ali. She's actually a new appointee to the City of Milwaukee Youth Council. Their inauguration is actually this Wednesday.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah.
What district are you representing? What district are you representing?
District 9.
District 9.
It's like it's
Puente.
Oh.
Puente.
Northwest side.
But she's representing today.
She's representing after me.
Right. All right. Then Reggie would move that we adjourn, and hearing no objection, so ordered.
All right. Thank you all.